This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we're in the middle of, we just started Melbourne Fringe. It's such an important part of Melbourne. It was delayed this year because of, I wonder why it was delayed. And unfortunately, a lot of the performances are still only available to look at online, but then again, it's been a tough year for everyone. But the good thing is Melbourne Fringe is here, and we're chatting to Silvio Debecki. Hello, are you there?
Hello, how are you going?
Good, good, and welcome to Joy 94.9.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm like an all-time listener.
Oh, good on you. Fantastic. Now, yeah, you're a drag king.
Yeah, I'm a drag king.
Okay, now tell us, give us your background story and why did you want to become a drag king? And how long ago did it all start for you?
Well, it started for me 3 years ago. I kind of started when I was younger. I basically did a lot of performance as like kings for school. Like, nobody else wanted to do it. They were like, oh, why would I want to portray like a king kind of character? So basically I was like the only person who wanted to do it. And I thought, might as well kind of get a start through there. That's what happens when you go to a private girls' school, I guess.
And you obviously were going through it and thinking, yep, I'm going to do it. But let's go back a little bit further than that. Did you ever think that you would become an entertainer when you were a 10, 12-year-old?
That's actually a really good question. I feel like for me, I really liked to perform. Like, I was always really into making puppet shows for my family and stuff.
Okay.
And I was really inspired by Commedia dell'arte and like the kind of caricatures and kind of taking the piss of people and such. So it really inspired my character, Silvio.
Right. Okay. And so, here you are at school, and you're the one that's only, playing a lot of the male roles. So, it's only been a few years since you decided to become a drag king. But, obviously the comic timing, do you call yourself a comedian?
I think so. I think it's a good thing to call me, I guess. I mean, it's always good to be a bit funny, I guess. I would say that one of the things that's really important to me is kind of having a story. Like, some drag kings decide to do kind of more lip-syncing and not necessarily having a narrative.
Yep.
I really like my shows to have a narrative and something to follow through. For me, I find that I fall in love with a lot of people, whether it be a man or a woman. I just fall in love with anyone, in between even.
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of my character, a lot of the way that I try and perform myself is by promoting kind of like wholesome messages and trying to present kind of comedy that doesn't put people down,
Yeah, I'm really pleased you said that, because one of the big things with a lot of comedians, and it puts me off a little bit, is that they do put people down, and they're often, really, sort of giving people a hard time. And I went, no, you don't have to put people down to be funny. There are other ways of doing it. And I think it's a little bit more clever.
Yeah, I personally find that the comedy that works for me is coming from a place that I know, and I want to not necessarily be rude to my identity and my culture. I find that some of the things that I personally look into myself, kind of I put into my comedy, talking about my family or my culture,
yep.
Talking about my kind of going to the process of sexuality and stuff, maybe from a male lens, but then I think that it's a very similar lens in some ways, you know, kind of trying to get to terms with who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I do is I do a bit of audience participation that can, you know, throw usually people off. But I find that what I think is really important is just by respecting your audience.
Yes.
And saying, you know what? It's cool, bro. Like, you can do whatever you want. You can say no thanks, and I'd be like, that's cool. You know, you're coming to see me. You're not coming to be necessarily in the show. But I like to have the audiences feel like they're part of the fun as well.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling me, hey, Matteo is more attractive than you. And I'm saying, hey, he's my best friend. How dare you?
And tell me, where do you normally perform? You know, like, obviously you're not performing anywhere at present apart from online.
Yeah, there's a few places that I've been performing. So Kong's Kings, they're a very prevalent place for drag kings to especially get their start from. I'm kind of like a club regular at Club Voltaire. Looking forward to doing a few shows after, you know, as audiences slowly get in.
Come back, yeah.
As well as I do a few things with Pride of Our Footscray.
Right, okay. So tell us about this show that you're doing as part of Melbourne Fringe. It's called Wooing People in Isolation. A great title. I really like it.
Thank you. Basically, it's a show that kind of talks about things like romance, best friends, you know, talking about how to deal with things and how to freaking woo people in isolation. I think it's a show that is bound to make you kind of feel like, oh, this is a bit daggy, this is a bit lame, you know, it's not something necessarily that's really cool, but it's something that, you know, it's a bit of fun, it's only, you know, it's a short show, it's something to, like, kind of, you know, put you in a really good mood, and it's in its, like, fully, truly what it is it's a romance story, you know, me trying to find the love of my life.
Ah. Okay.
Really hard to find. and maybe, you know, life is not just about finding the love of your life. It's also finding, you know, your soulmate who's not necessarily romantically your soulmate.
I totally agree. I'm still looking for the love of my life, and I haven't found one. I'm an old fart, but I'm very happy with my, you know, like, people that I call true friends, soulmates. You know, like, that's all part of it. Hey, is this your first time in the Fringe Festival, or you know, like, or have you done other Fringe festivals?
No, this is actually my first time. You know, it's a bit of a weird one, but yeah.
Okay, so what? Yes, well, it's all a bit weird for everyone this year. So what was the deciding factor of thinking, I want to be part of Melbourne Fringe? You know, like, what was it that made you think, I'm going to do it this year?
Well, I wanted to freaking woo people. That's always a good sign. I guess it was also because I felt like I really wanted to meet other performers, which kind of didn't really work because it's online. But I really wanted to kind of get some legitimacy as a performer. I really love my show, and I really love my character. I really love Silvio. I think that he's a really, you know, fun and, you know, wholesome, and he's just a really, you know, doesn't make people feel uncomfortable. It's just like a really nice kind of performer. And I just wanted to share that with other people.
Oh,
it's okay if it's like a small crew or whatever, but I kind of just want to, you know, it's like, I don't want to make it my whole thing, but I want to make it, you know, a side hustle, you know?
Yeah. And the other side of it is, where did you pick the name up from? Because it's a great name. You're like, is it your background? Is it your heritage that you're drawn from?
Yeah, definitely. So my background, my mum was born in Italy, but then my dad was Australian.
Yep.
And always kind of had like this kind of mix between Italian and Australian culture and stuff. And I spent some time studying overseas because I'm actually an academic, and it was in Italy. And I found that it was something that, like, my show couldn't really work unless I said it was Australian as well. Because there's so many things about, like, being Italian but also being Australian that you come across. And it was also funny because, you know, doing online shows, I've been doing some shows in Orlando, like virtually, obviously, but, you know, shows in like Florida, for example, and in Canada as well, and, you know, various different places.
Yeah, like, so this is all online. You've been doing them online.
Yeah, it's a really cool that they have.
Yeah.
But it's also funny because they're like, wait, they have Italian people in Australia and they talk like this. Like, what is going on?
Well, that sounds so much fun, and it's, you know, like, what a disappointment that you can't be doing it in front of an audience. But at least you're doing it. That's the really important thing. And I think that you know, like, already I'm hearing that Melbourne Fringe is getting a huge amount of people you know, like, tuning in to you know, like, to watch digitally. Now, you're doing it from the 19th to the 21st of November.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah. And what's the name of the show again?
So it's Sylvia Dabachi, Wooing People in Isolation.
Right, fantastic. Well, it's been absolutely lovely speaking to you. Can't wait to one day get you into Sunday Arts when we can actually have people back in the studio with us. That would be fantastic. Lovely speaking to you. And you're on from the 19th to the 21st. Of course, go to Melbourne Fringe to find out all the details. One more time, what's it called, your show?
We'll be at the Dabachi, Wooing People in Isolation.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. Bye. You're on Joy 94.9. And
thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.